Why a go-around is nothing to be ashamed about. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Arrow News. Welcome in to the Arrow News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves, the journal for the proficient pilot. Bob also runs Bob Miller Flight Training in the Buffalo, New York area. And we get together to kind of stir the pot on safety issues and maybe make you think upside down about a few things that you've taken for granted over the years in these talks we have on Mondays. And Bob, we appreciate your being here.
Well, as always, Paul, it's a pleasure being with you.
You had an article that was headlined, Toga, 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 Are You Ready? In the June issue of Over the Airwaves. And I wanted to talk to you about takeoff, go around. I know that I always felt bad when I was a student pilot, when I had to do a go around because it meant I had fallen short of my instructor's expectations for that greaser landing and also had expended some more money without putting another incremental increase in the number of landings in that column of my logbook. What is the benefit of the go-around, and what was your what were you trying to tell us in writing this particular article?
We have a problem in particularly in working with students who get into their head something called landing expectancy or set. We're trying to tell our students to think ahead. Certainly be 5 or 6 seconds ahead of the airplane all the way through. And of course, they get this expectancy that they're going to land. And then there's this other issue that you brought up, Paul. This issue of pride. You know, we pride ourselves in the ability to complete every approach with a successful landing. But on occasion, there are incidents where the runway all of a sudden becomes unsafe. An aircraft taxis out onto the active runway without looking while we're on short final. A large Canadian geese decide to just light and land on the runway right there, and there's no evidence that they're going to move or something, is necessitated an immediate go around. Well, when that happens, the human brain, there's a period of disbelief. I cannot believe that this is happening. And as such, we're kind of like deer staring in the headlights. We do nothing. And this we have to fix. The other thing that we try to point across is, and I've said this many times to my students, never try to salvage a bad approach and landing. Don't try to salvage it. Simply go around, because the airplanes that we're flying are designed to fly, not land. You know, they do well when they're under power in the air, and I follow that up by saying there's only two times under two scenarios that a landing is absolutely required. And that is, one, we're on fire, or two, we're out of fuel. Now, if we're not on fire or we're not out of fuel, there's no harm in going around. Now, the next question is, how do we do this? And that's just as fate would have it. I wrote this article, and then just a couple of days later, I had to take my chief instructor annual check ride with the FAA for the commercial CFI ratings that I hold. We were trying to do the two ratings together, just a routine check ride that under Part 141 the chief has to go through. In all of the maneuvers on the commercial, the commercial course that we did, the one that I botched and required me to come back and do it again was the go-around. And you say, well, how could you possibly botch that? Well, in doing it in a complex airplane, I had, for some reason, just kind of gotten the flow of what the checklist was calling for out of order. You know, because we have some issues that we have to deal with. We have to clean up the airplane. We've got to get the flaps up. We've got to get the gear up. We've got to get power restored. And we have to start pitching up. And you have to do that in the sequence called for by the particular POH or airplane flight manual that you're dealing with. And I didn't get it that way. And on the ground, we discussed that. And, you know, we both agreed, both myself and the examiner, you know, if you don't do this quite right, you could cause a serious problem. If you don't achieve a climb immediately, you know, you may not miss, or you may strike whatever object is down there. You have to get the airplane back in the air. But if you do it too quickly without full power in, you could cause a stall, which a departure stall right on the runway, which clearly we do not want to do. So for me, it became a memory game, and the airplane that I was flying the test, the Cessna 172RG retractable gear, it just simply called for power, pitch, flaps, gear, flaps, flaps. Meaning, bring the power in full, pitch up, 10 degrees of flaps off, retract the gear once a positive rate is established, then retract another 10 degrees, and then retract another 10 degrees. Well, that should be a memory item for every pilot, and we need to be prepared to do that. Now, in a fixed-gear aircraft, it's just a little bit simpler. You're not having to deal with the landing gear, bringing that up, but nonetheless, you still have to be able to bring that power in, change your pitch attitude to a climb without putting it into too steep a stall, and then you have to reconfigure the airplane for flight because it's been configured for landing. The only way to do this, Paul, is through practice. Practice, practice. You don't even need an instructor. All you really need is a good, thorough reading of your airplane flight manual, or POH, and see what it's called for when we look at a go-around, or as it's sometimes called, a balk landing.
I'm talking go-arounds with CFI Bob Miller. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm talking go-arounds with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves. Bob, let's talk about, in the world of go-arounds, the psychological part you mentioned at the very start of this, because I think that the case you recited to us where you had some of the checklist items out of order is kind of a whole different problem. I think there's a problem with some folks. I've seen it, especially among students, where they should have done go-arounds and they didn't. And sometimes they work okay. Sometimes they do minor damage. Sometimes they don't work out so well. What can we do to get ourselves out of that mindset that a go-around is a very public admission of failure, especially if there's a peanut gallery in the pilot's lounge or you're coming into a pancake breakfast?
Well, you know, one of the great joys at Oshkosh, and we'll be talking about this in a couple of weeks, is to sit alongside the runway during the peak season in Oshkosh in a, you know, in a lounge chair or in a camp chair and a handheld radio and just watch the antics that take place. And, you know, where everybody scores on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being a good landing and 1 being a very poor landing, The ones that get the ones, the landings that get the ones, are the ones that should have gone around but didn't. The ones that really don't attract any attention one way or another are the go-arounds. I worked recently with a student, a brand new, newly minted private pilot student that was put into a Cirrus SR-20 by his flight instructor right after he had gotten his private license. I've been trained in a 172 and then sold him a Cirrus SR-20, which is a considerably different airplane. This individual came in on a 3,000-foot runway, landed long, put the airplane down on the last third of the runway and jammed the brakes and put the airplane into the off the end of the runway and into the bushes and totaled the airplane, and thankfully he came out unscathed. Now, I said to him, in retrospect, what would you have done over? And he says, well, I should have gone around. And I said, well, yeah, but objectively, what would have made you go around as opposed to landing? And I think he was a little unclear as to what I meant. And I said, well, one of the things that you can do is look at the landing runway from the air and pick a go, no-go decision point. That would be on a 3,000-foot runway. If your landing gear is not firmly on the ground in the first 1,000 feet, that's one-third of the runway, and you can identify that usually by an intersection or VASI lights or markings on the runway. If your landing gear is not on the ground in the first one-third of the runway, very simple. Be ready. Go around. if you're not firmly on the, if you're not under control, in other words, you're on the ground, but you don't quite have the airplane fully under control by the halfway point, go around. So you have these artificial points. You know, we do it with V1, V2 takeoff speeds in larger transport aircraft for takeoff. We can do something very similar for landings in any aircraft, and that is, if I'm not on the ground by such and such a point, you're spring-loaded in your mind to go around. In a complex airplane, you know, with a fixed-speed prop and mixture and throttle, we just simply say balls to the wall. Those are the three control handles. They're in the Cessna line. They're knobs, if you will. And just before landing, you know, we are ready to say balls to the wall if we have to go around. That's mixture in, prop in, throttle in full, and go around. So that is something that we try to put in our mind, as if, you know, I'm going around, and then if everything is working out fine, then a landing will be achieved. And that deals with this issue that we talked about earlier, this landing expectancy or set. If we make our landing expectancy really a go-around, and I know we do that as instrument pilots, Paul, mm-hmm. You know, if we don't have the decision height at 200 feet, if we don't have the runway, I should say, we're spring-loaded to go around. We've rehearsed it all the way down. We know exactly what our missed approach procedure is. So instrument pilots landing in low weather, they're expecting to go around. You know, and if landing happens, that's a real plus.
Well, and if you have to do it when you're coming in for the pancake breakfast, you can always go back later and tell the guys at the picnic table that, you know, I have such a pretty airplane, I figured a go-around was my excuse for a low pass.
Sure. I mean, yeah, you're right. It takes another, you know, 5 minutes to go up and around the pattern again, and sometimes we don't want to do that. But my goodness, anybody who's been in this business for any length of time has seen of or heard of an airplane that ran off the end of the runway, and or slid off the side of the runway, or took out some runway landing lights. An airplane that's bounced. I mean, here's an airplane that's on the ground, and he's bounced hard once. He's bounced hard a second time, and we tell our students this: two bounces, you're going. And they say, what do you mean, two bounces, you're going? I said, if the wheels hit twice, apply full power, go around, because usually the third bounce is where we get the prop. And, of course, we don't want that to happen, because each bounce tends to get worse than the one before. Two bounces and you're out.
Well, two bounces and you're out. Just all the student has to do is remember that the same policy applies to checks he writes to his instructor, right?
Yeah, right. Well, two bounces and he is out, believe me.
All right. Well, Bob, next week let's talk in particular about some things specific to flying into Oshkosh. And as always, we appreciate your comments.
Thanks, Paul. Talk to you soon.
You can find out all about CFI Bob Miller, his free monthly e-newsletter, and his flight school at overtheairwaves.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.